Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Blind people started seeing. All those blind kids were able to see. And they brought more people. So I was having 300, 500 people. And all of them, they became Christian. I could be the only few living today who is able to make schools, non-Christian schools, Christian. So I got moved from one school to another school. The last one, when I was in the 10th grade, I said, I'm gonna quit this Christianity. It's giving me a lot of trouble. So I announced to my friends. I was thinking it's a cool thing. Said, I have an announcement, because I'm an honest guy. I'm quitting Christianity. Then they walked a Jehovah's Witness to me, started to weep. I was just about to join you. You're such a nice guy. And this other girl walked to me. He said, I just love the sweetness. There were 5-6 people who were sad that I'm quitting Christianity, who are not even Christian. Then I said, there must be something good they've seen. I'm not quitting. So God used the non-Christian to encourage me. But guess who were discouraging me? There were these sort of Pentecostal people speaking in strange languages and tongues. They were jealousy because I was filling up the places. They were just talking too much. Then I said, I'm tired of too much. I want to be a normal child. But you know, when God has called you for greatness, there's no normality. Normal greatness is normal. Greatness is what? Normal. When you're called great, acknowledge the greatness. Then the non-Christians, they told me, we want to join you. We want to be a Christian. And I said, wow. Then one day I said, I'm not going to. No more will I think what these Pentecostals, charismatic, whatever who they are, think. I'm going to serve God as an independent free will. I will not go with man's opinion. I'll go with God's opinion. And that's how I overcame. Today, there's nobody who can change my mind not to serve God, because it's a personal decision. It's not a religious decision. Some of you have made religious decision for a long time. You have to make a right decision. All right, I don't know how long I've talked, but I want you to come back next week, but I should be. I pray that you're encouraged, but I'm just fired up, people, because I saw the power of God this morning. And I want you to experience the same. So, this Thursday, I'll be teaching again on angels. I'm really excited. I discovered cool things this morning. As I was in San Francisco at the hotel, in the morning I was praying. I had so much angelic revelations about angels. I almost taught on angels today. Then I said, I need to teach on something. This is for Thursday. So I'm going to teach on angels this Thursday. Make sure you invite your friends. Come back. You know, it's just great. And the other thing is, we want to be a loving place, this place. We want to take a Holy Communion. Thanks, Nicole and Sylvia. This is the first week of the month. Remember, one of the most powerful tools in your financial, how to get a hold of your financial authority this month. I've told you how to get a hold of God's heart, but I want to tell you how to get a hold of money. Learn to give the first fruits. Give your tithe, give your offering, but also give a special first fruit. This one you say, Lord, I want you to multiply my finances this month. That's called the first fruit. Offering is the thanksgiving. Tithe is protection. Now you want to give a first fruit out of all that to say, Lord, I'm expecting for increase in my business, in my personal life. even when your job, you are the same salary, God can do something supernatural, that you can receive bonuses that you have never thought of. I'm telling you, there is what you call supernatural provision. Supernatural provision comes with the first fruit offering. I love the first fruit offering. I want us to take this bread as a reminder that it's not by power nor by mighty. It's not by our own cleverness. It took one, the craziest genius man who ever lived on earth, Jesus Christ, who was so smart enough how to defeat the devil. He gave up his body to be broken. So today, as we break all this, this is a symbol of his body that was broken for your poverty, your sins, your illness, your whatever you struggle, this body was broken so that you can be healed. Today, everyone is going to take this as a body of Christ. You're going to be healed. Your body, your spirit, your mind, and your finances. Very important. The enemy wants you poor. And we're not the church that will keep you poor. I will not quit that subject. Even where they told me, don't talk about money. I said, I will talk about it because you want the money, but you are an hypocrite. And we don't tolerate hypocrites. I want God to bless you money. Amen. I want God to heal your body. I want God to heal your mind. Some of you, God to heal your sleep, your sleep, so you can sleep well. There is unwanted energies, fatigues that needs to be removed out of you. Some of your nightmares needs to be broken. This month is a month of victory. It's a month of supernatural provision. It's the month of abundance. It's the month of favor. It's the month of the glory of God. It's the month of thinking bigger with God, living with God. It's a month of stepping into the quality of life. Say, Lord, give me the quality of life.
Lord, give me the quality of life.
Give me the quality of life, Lord. You have to ask for it, and God will give it to you. As you do, eat of his body, think about how you were smitten, beaten, rejected. For all your rejection, Jesus took it. If you've been ever rejected in your life, Jesus took your rejection. If your emotions have ever been beaten, Jesus was beaten, bruised, crushed. In his soul, his spirit was crushed. His death, the blood that he breathed until there was no blood anymore in his body. His blood was breathed. Then water came out because there was no more blood. Where did that blood go? He gave all his blood to you. We are going to drink of that blood. We are going to drink of that blood, and you'll be forgiven, and you can live a life of liberty and freedom, a life of God, a life of power, a life of abundance. John 10:10, he said, I came to give you life more abundant. He didn't say, I came to give you life more poverty.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Some of you sing this song like this. Thou sings my soul, my Savior, Lord, he. How poor you are, how poor you are, how sick you are. No, this Psalms 103 says, thou sings my soul, my Savior, how great thou art. How great thou art in your life. Sing the song of greatness. Psalms 103 said, blessed the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, O my soul. My soul, bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. Forget not his benefits. The psalmist reminds us not to forget the benefits of his blood, his body. Now you can. Let me take my blood. No, not my blood. My blood is nothing. I need his blood to go into the stream of my blood. We're going to all eat together. I'm going to wait until one of you got your part. Hallelujah. This is beautiful, people. Nothing but can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What you want, what God wants to do for you. What is it that you want the body of Christ to do? He already paid for you. It's time to cash out. It's time, a payday has come. What is it that you want God to do? Do you want healing in your body? Do you want protection? Do you want provision? Do you want his power? Ask the blood and body of Christ. Ask. Every blessing comes through that cross. Every blessing must be fruited through the cross, through the blood and body of Christ. As you eat of it, is it wisdom? Is it knowledge? Is it perfection? Ask him. As you eat, ask God something. And eat and begin to thank God. I ask you to fill this place with your glory, Lord. I ask that every single person that comes in this place shall be healed. I ask that this place will be a happiest place, more than Desmond. This will be the most happiest place when people step into this place. We pray for favor, pray for grace. Hide us from the enemy. Hide us from wrong people, bad people. We don't know who they are, but hide us, Lord. Activate angels. Fill this place with angels. I ask that you give me wisdom. And every leader here, give them wisdom, revelations. Help us to plan with you. We partner with you in this 2025. We partner with you. I ask that every person who comes here will be healed. And every person who eats this bread shall be healed. And as we drink of this, may the blood of Jesus flow into the stream, into our bloodstream. Cleanse our blood. Cleanse our blood. May we have a new blood. May our bone marrow begin to release new blood. May this go into our bone marrow and release fresh blood. May we be renewed like a youth. May we be protected from spells, from witchcraft, from bad words as we drink for the blood of Jesus. Shall you drink the blood? What can wash away? Jesus. Oh, precious. people, I feel the Holy Ghost even before I leave the stage. Pastor Sammy is going to pray for some people. But I want to take like 3-4 minutes. I want the power of God to come upon each one of you. That what I feel, this precious presence of God that I feel all over me is going to come upon you. Remember, the blood paved the way. The broken body of Christ paved the way. So that the Holy Spirit today, He can touch us. Not by mighty, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, I sense your presence in this place. Thank you for the opportunity to feel you and sense you and love you. Thank you for helping my heart to trust you. Thank you for giving my heart faith. Thank you, Lord, for blessing this sanctuary. Thank you for blessing your people. Thank you for the masses that are coming in this place. Lord, I pray, touch them. Touch them. There comes the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, make us whole. Make us well in our body, spirit, soul. Come, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. I can feel it. Oh, let Him touch you. Let Him touch you. Do not interrupt Him. Some of you is talking to you. Let Him touch you. Spirit of the living God, touch the people online. Spirit of the living God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you that you are here on earth. You are right here in this place. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for strength. We thank you for life. We thank you for long life. We thank you for healthy life. We thank you for birth and health. We thank you for an open heaven. We thank you for grace. We thank you, Jesus, for protection. We thank you for favor. We thank you, Lord, for increase. This is the path of super life for increase. We thank you, Father. Make us invisible from the enemy. Protect our lives. Let the glory of God fill this place. Let the power of God pass in your body. Let every spirit be steered out. Let every soul be steered out. Steer us out, Lord. Revive our spirit. Revive this place. Revive this land of grandeur. Revive this land of Hollywood. Revive California. Thank you, Father, for the Spirit of mighty. Thank you, Father, for the Spirit of grace. Come, Holy Spirit, thank you for the healing power. Thank you for the miraculous power. Thank you for the mighty healing power. Thank you for the healing power. We give you the praise for the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the mighty, mighty move of the Spirit of the living God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your power. We worship you. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Those that need healing, or you need a touch from the Lord. Pastor Sammy and Camila, she's right there at the back. And we forgot about that. A very important thing. Now, when you give this side, you must put a demand on your giving. Put a demand. What is it that God wants you to bless you? And I would encourage you to even write it. If you're giving by Zelle, there's a place there. You can write something. There's an envelope there. Write something. Have an expectation for this month. You on Facebook. Who's going to, giving by Facebook? You're giving by Facebook. You're giving online. As you give, there is always a note place where you can write something. What do you need, God? I want you to expect God. Is it salvation for your daughter, your son, or a new job, or an increase, or something supernatural, or favor, or you need a healing, whatever you need, or a deliverance? You raise up an expectation, put a demand in the atmosphere, the presence of God here, as you give your first fruits, as you give your offering and your tithe, put a demand. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give thanks to you as your people give with expectation. You know, the Bible says the birds, they have expectation every day. They don't even know where the food will come from, but they expect when they fly somewhere, they will be able to eat something. Can you imagine how much faith they have? They just fly from their nest. I'm going to eat. Where? I don't know, but I'm going to eat. And the Bible says, if God is able to provide for the birds, how much more can he provide for you? But they have an expectation. Expect as you walk up, as you walk in this place, as you walk through this week. I don't know where you're walking to or you're going to. The birds don't know where they're flying to or coming from, but they will always have food. God wants to give you an expectation. Expect something. If God can provide for the birds, how much more valuable you are, who are created in his image. God bless you, and I'll see you on Sunday. It's going to be glorious. And see you this Thursday. I'm excited about this Thursday. Revelations that I have, I almost want to switch it to it, but I'm going to have self-control. I'll wait for Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm really excited about it. This month is great, people. We're starting this month with power. Hallelujah. See you on Sunday. Register for Think Bigger with God. God spoke to me when I was coming in the plane, so we didn't have the time to fill up something, but you can register with Nikomi. And yeah. Or when you write on the envelope, you can also say, this is my email. I want to register. Then we'll send you the registration. This will be just one time seminar for 2 hours. I'm not going to do a second one. So make sure we'll give you enough time so you can save the time, and it's going to be powerful. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you all. And expect big things. Think big. Think bigger. Not by yourself. With Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need healing, healing is here. Deliverance is here. Miracles are here. God bless you. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching again. Pastor Sammy and coming out there anointed people. Don't pray for God bless you. Hallelujah. Woo. And you are excited.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.